The Glass Hotel by Emily St. John Mandel. Read for you by Dylan Moore. 1. Begin at the end, plummeting down the side of the ship in the storm's wild darkness, breath gone with the shock of falling, my camera flying away through the rain. 2. Sweep me up. Words scrawled on a window when I was 13 years old. I stepped back and let the marker drop from my hand, and still I remember the exuberance of that moment, that feeling in my chest, like light glinting on crushed glass. 3. Have I risen to the surface? The cold is annihilating. The cold is all there is. 4. A strange memory. Standing by the shore at Cayette when I was 13 years old, my brand new video camera cool and strange in my hands, filming the waves in 5-minute intervals. And as I'm filming, I hear my own voice whispering, I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home. Although where is home if not there? 5. Where am I? Neither in nor out of the ocean. I can't feel the cold anymore, or actually anything. I am aware of a border, but I can't tell which side I'm on, and it seems I can move between memories like walking from one room to the next. 6. Welcome aboard, the third mate said the first time I ever boarded the Neptune Cumberland. When I looked at him, something struck me, and I thought, you. 7. I am out of time. 8. I want to see my brother. I can hear him talking to me, and my memories of him are agitating. I concentrate very hard, and abruptly, I'm standing on a narrow street, in the dark, in the rain, in a foreign city. A man is slumped in a doorway just across from me, and I haven't seen my brother in a decade, but I know that it's him. Paul looks up, and there's time to notice that he looks terrible, gaunt and undone. He sees me, but then the street blinks out.